New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. And that's in the state of?
I think Alzheimer's setting in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. And the capital of that state is?
Of Louisiana is, I can see it on the map, and it's north of, it's Interstate 10 goes right through it.
It's a two-word name.
Yeah. No, I'm blanking.
So, like, the second word of it is the red stuff that women put on their cheeks.
Oh, Bacton Rouge.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Very
the place that I built a truck stop there, I should know that.
Oh. St. Louis is in what state?
Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. There's big city in Ohio.
Well,
there's a lot of big cities in Ohio.
A lot of big cities, yeah. There's Dayton. I've got relatives there. There's Toledo, Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the biggest ones I can think of.
Okay. And you get up at what time of the day? You get up in the...
Normally in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And...
Go to bed in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Or at night.
Uh-huh. And if something's coming this way, it's coming in what direction?
I'm sorry, again?
If it's coming this way.
Toward you.
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you say that you're going up to Albuquerque?
I might. I normally was just saying going to Albuquerque, although it's probably elevation-wise a little bit higher than we are.
Would you say you're going up to Cloudcroft?
Yes, I would. That's definitely uphill.
How about would you say you're going down to Tucson?
No, I'd say I was going to Tucson.
Okay. So up and down in travel doesn't necessarily refer to altitude, but it can.
Well, if I was going, not necessarily. I wouldn't think so. I don't usually say up to. I usually say to.
Okay. When you travel, you go so many
miles,
mm-hmm.
kilometers.
Mm-hmm. And okay, if my car broke down, you might have to
push.
Yeah, and the past tense of that is
ed.
Yeah. Yep.
Pushed.
Yep. And the opposite of that is
pulled.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, a short distance. How would you describe a short distance? You might say, I only had to go blank.
A few miles. If I did it in terms of miles, it'd be just a few miles.
What if there was like a 7-Eleven, like just you could walk
down
to
the street, up the street? That term.
Would you ever use like a little way or a little ways?
I probably wouldn't.
Okay.
I'm sure it's used frequently.
How about a long distance? How'd you refer to a long distance?
Probably a trip.
Okay. Now, if there's not very much of something, it's said to be...
Few?
Or...
More than few?
Well, let's see. If it's very... It might be very something.
Very small. Very large?
Very little of something. So not barely a trace of something, you'd say it was...
Pinched.
How about if somebody was going to help you with a chore and they disappeared at the last minute, you'd say they made themselves...
Partied. I guess left. There's probably a term I should be using, but I don't know.
Well, my mom always said